Welcome everyone to We Talk, where we sit down with women entrepreneurs and we talk about successes, failures, journey along the way. We've been talking a lot about success recently. The last episode that we just released was in respect to Women's History Month. We had a nice accumulation of multiple different women entrepreneurs talking about what their definition of success was. And what I want to do is continue that conversation, even outside of March, even outside of Women's History Month, to say that as women, we need to celebrate and acknowledge our successes, even if it's not inside of March or a specific holiday. So here is another set of definitions of success from some of the women that we have interviewed. And again, I hope that this inspires you to find your own definition of success on your journey. I hope that you enjoy. So, Lee,
yeah.
What is success to you?
So, success to me is giving my clients products and resources and work that makes them successful. That's a big, big piece. And, you know, for like nonprofit clients, that's giving them grant writing that brings money in and helps them do what they need to do and helps them tell their story. Mm. For my for-profit clients, it's giving them resources that help them grow their business. And I really like that. I like for-profit clients that look at storytelling as a way to grow their business. I think that's really cool, and finding unique ways to do it. I love that. For me personally, success is I'm at a place now where I don't have to do work that I don't want to do, and I don't have to work with people that I don't want to work with. And that's like a blessing in a million ways. I mean, I think, you know, I'm 50 now, and I think it's really easy to like within a week or two of engagement with a client to understand if it's a client that's going to work for you and if it's a client that you believe in, and gracefully bowing out, there is nothing wrong with that. And I highly recommend it. Don't do work that doesn't make you happy.
And listen to your gut. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in the midst of a sales process and you're just like, something feels wrong.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times it has happened to me where I'm just like, they seem, I don't know why, I have a bad gut feeling about this,
something's
right?
not going to work here.
Something's not going to work, but I just kind of keep going because there's not some like blatant like misogyny or something along the lines. But like, oh man, does it come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get just a couple like small examples. I had a client that told me they didn't believe in marketing, and I should have just believed them. Like, okay, then don't hire me because this is not.
Why are we having this conversation?
Yeah, this isn't going to work, number one. And then like just, sometimes you can just tell. It's just not going to be a good fit. The other thing, too, I think, is if you have a client that has done the same thing and has worked with people like you that you either know or believe in the work that they did, or you look and see and think, like, that was decent work that they did for you and it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Like, what you're going to be able to do for them probably isn't going to work either. Like, it's not the work that's the problem. And that's something else that I've learned from the for-profit client that we've been mentioning. Like, they get it. Like, they can do a million things for their client, but if their client can't take the ball over the end... I should not make sports references, but whatever that
is. It was fun to watch you try, though. Okay. It was good. I like that. I like that.
But if they can't like seal the deal, that like you can't do it for them.
Right.
Like there has to be a part that the client has to have some level of engagement for.
Tell me, what is your definition of success?
So I thought about this one too, and I think you know, success, again, what you're conditioned to think about as success is like bigger title, climbing the ladder, more money. Now I think about my success, what success looks like to me and to my clients is how many people can I help? And what kind of impact can I have on those people? So my goal with Pitcher, even as a solo, is to help 100 small business owners a year. Small businesses or founders a year. And so last year, my first year in business, I helped 42 founders across 30 businesses. And there was a lot of like work I had to do to stand up my business and figure out the right model and how could I even get to the 100. Now I figured out like the way to get there is probably doing more of this coaching model, like not in everybody's business all the time, like not doing the execution, like going more coach versus player in terms of the model. But it's hard if you've been a player, especially if you've been an A player your whole career, to get into coach mode and get out of playing. And like, you know, in almost no sport are you both the player and the coach. I say this as someone who is like so uncoordinated, so unathletic. Like my roommate or floor mate, freshman year, Melissa, well, Bren Fleck now, she was Carp at the time, Melissa Carp, she called it sports ball. And it's just like every sport is sports ball. Like if it involves a ball and it's a sport, it's sports ball. Like basketball, football, basketball, you know, I said basketball, baseball, tennis, all that, whatever. It's like, it's all sports ball. So yeah, but I like that analogy of player and coach, you know, because like in order for me to get to like having that impact success of 100 businesses or founders a year, like I've got to be a coach, not a player. Like I've got to give them the game plan and they've got to execute it with their team. So now to me, success looks like, how many people can I help and what kind of impact can I make on them? And yeah, I'll make money. I'll make mine along the way. I'm not really that worried about it. I'm not like looking at like the number as the goal anymore. Like used to think about like, oh, when am I going to get to the six-figure salary? When am I going to get to the VP title? That was what was important when I was an employee and what I was always like pushing in for and shooting for. And then you get there and you're like, but now what? When you're an entrepreneur, like really the sky's the limit in terms of like how much money you can make and how many people you can impact. You just have to figure out the model to get there. So that's that. And we already talked about staying flexi. That's more of like a personal success thing. It's like, I know you're going for the word balance, but I don't think about it as balance because I feel like in my life, like when I'm succeeding at one thing, I'm kind of like doing a shit job at the other thing, you know? So it's like when I'm killing it as a business owner, I'm probably like really falling down terribly as a parent and vice versa. So my seesaw is like, it's like when someone hops off the seesaw and you slam on the ground, you know, it's like that. It's like, you know, you were really high, but then you slammed. Like, so I have a hard time finding the balance between the two. I work at it. But yeah, just like the notion that I can stay flexible as a founder and like I can take the meetings I want. I can say yes, I can say no, I can say maybe. Like that's now my definition of success, is like having flexibility and control over my schedule and my life instead of having it be dictated to me by somebody else that I'm employed for.
That's awesome. I love that. Sophia, what is success to you?
It's a very good question. I think success is feeling at peace with where you are in life. And that can come in a variety of, right? That can mean a lot of things, right? It could mean you're wildly successful running your own business, have 30 employees and, you know, making millions of revenue every year, millions of dollars in revenue. Or it could mean you're just, and I don't want to say just, but you're at a place in life that you are excited about, I think is what success means to me, right? I think success comes in a lot of forms. And I think it means that you look back and you can say proudly, like, you know, I did this and I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I like that. What is your definition of success?
See, I think I said it. I think peace. Peace, right? And I think peace is defined differently for all of us. And I also believe that your own individual kind of motivations will help you shape what peace is for you, right? Sometimes peace is being able to walk an open field barefoot, right? Sometimes peace is having a home that's quiet and serene. Yeah. So you have to define peace for yourself, but success for me is peace, just peace of mind, right? Bills on auto pay. That's success. Not having to worry about those tasks. Well, let me figure out how to say this. You don't have to worry about how you're going to live. You just get to live. That's success.
What is your definition of success?
So I would say, that's a great question. I guess I didn't put that into ChatGPT, but I would just say we've had a lot of success at HRT Solutions. I think it's important to look for success every day or every week, and to take a look for different wins. I'm always trying to look forward to see, you know, like, what can we do next? What can we do to try to improve? But I would say continuing to just have a passion for what we do. I feel incredibly lucky to have found something that I really love and enjoy. And I found people that I love doing it with. And so I would say, as long as I can continue to do that, I would continue to say that that's success.